Welcome to our AJP Renal Physiology Podcast, which highlights manuscripts published in a journal. I am Anita Layton, Associate Editor of AJP Renal Physiology. Today, I'm very happy to be joined by David Pollock and Paul O'Connor from the Georgia Regents University. We are discussing a manuscript that was published in the October 2013 issue of AJP Renal Physiology, written by Qinghua Jin, Joshua Speed, Kelly Hindman, Paul O'Connor, and David Pollock, titled Sex Differences in ET1 Receptor Expression and Calcium Signaling in the IMCD. Now, could you tell us about your findings?
Sure. My lab has had a long-standing interest in studying mechanisms responsible for the control of sodium excretion and blood pressure. And we know that premenopausal women have less salt-induced hypertension compared to age-matched men, but we don't know the reasons for this. They're not clear. We've recently determined that sex differences in endothelin receptor function in terms of their influence on blood pressure and sodium handling exist. A major component of these effects appear to be related to intermedullary collecting duct function, where most of the endothelin is produced and where most of the receptors are expressed. And the majority of the effects of endothelin in this part of the kidney appear to be ETB receptor-mediated inhibition of reabsorption of sodium. Current study demonstrates that there are sex differences in the calcium signaling in response to endothelin receptor activation in this nephron segment.
Let's talk about the male rats first. Both ETA and ETB receptors are expressed in the IMCD. Now, ETB is known to help maintain salt and water balance. What does your finding say about the role of ETA in this nephron segment?
Well, really, very little is known about what the ETA receptor does in the IMCD. We know that it's expressed, but now with a new collaboration that we've started with Dr. O'Connor's lab, we've observed that the ETA receptor can produce increases in intracellular calcium not seen with the B receptor.
Now, ETB receptors do not appear to produce calcium response, suggesting that ETB-dependent inhibition of sodium reabsorption is calcium-independent. Similar observations have been observed in renal microvascular smooth muscle cells where ETA receptors produce a more dominant vasoconstrictor response. We do not know what the ETA-dependent calcium response is doing in terms of sodium or water balance, but we might speculate that it antagonizes the actions of the ETB receptor.
So now about the female rat. You have previously reported an ETA-dependent natural rhesus induced by ET1 infusion into the renal medulla of these rats. Here you have shown that these rats have fewer ETA receptors in the IMCD. So what do these findings tell us about the female rats?
Well, we also did receptor binding experiments, and it shows that the female rats have very little ETA receptor in the IMCD compared to the males. This means that the most likely, simplest explanation for why we did not see an ETA-dependent response in females is because there's less receptor there. However, in our previous in vivo studies with the intramedullary infusion, we showed that there is an ETA-dependent natriuretic response in females compared to the males.
So what you're saying is that you see an ETA-dependent response in males, yet there is no natriuretic response in males. So what do you think the calcium response may be doing?
Yeah, that's a question that we've yet to answer, and it's not answered in the literature either. But taken together with the in vivo studies from David's lab, it would appear as though the intracellular calcium response may actually function to oppose the ETB-dependent naturesis, in terms of the sodium movement at least. And this will have to be explored by future studies.
And if I could add, to complicate matters further, we've previously shown that ET1 reduces blood flow to the renal medulla in male rats, but not in female rats. So the relationship between hemodynamic and tubular function may be key to explaining these sex differences and maybe something that we're definitely going to have to explore in the future.
Okay, one final question. Based on your findings, what can you hypothesize about sex differences in pathologies such as hypertension, and what can you say about their treatments?
Well, we have animal data that suggests that the ETB receptor system is dysfunctional in hypertension, and that the additional ETA natriuretic function that we see in females may confer some protection against salt-induced hypertension. Now, while the endothelin A receptor antagonists will lower blood pressure in both men and women with hypertension. This has been shown many times in clinical studies. There have been no studies designed to test whether there really is a difference in efficacy in between males and females, or men and women. And our results would suggest that the ETA selective antagonist may be more effective in males. But again, properly designed clinical studies are really needed.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pollock and Dr. O'Connor. We look forward to seeing your future studies in the journal.